You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, members of the Public Service Association start their industrial action. The action is said to involve a 24-hour strike and wants the DHB to take on recommendations made by the Employment Relations Authority. I spoke with Will Matthews from PSA about the action and began by asking him to tell me a little bit about the PSA.
So the PSA is the Public Service Association. It's the largest trade union in New Zealand with over 80,000 members, so it covers public servants working in all areas of the public sector, including the DHBs.
And so what is the industrial action that will be taking place next week?
This industrial action is for the Allied Public Health Scientific and Technical Workforce. That is made up of over 10,000 workers in over 70 professions across the country, so almost everyone apart from doctors, nurses and midwives. From today, these workers will be undertaking a work-to-rule strike for the next 2 weeks, and on Monday the 16th of May, they will be walking off the job for 24 hours to call for a fair pay deal to resolve our 18-month-long dispute.
And that was recommended by the ERA, correct?
So the Employment Relations Authority, about a week and a half ago, released a set of recommendations advising both parties, us and the DHBs, on how we can resolve this dispute. We've been really clear that if the DHBs honour those recommendations in a new offer, then we would take that offer to our members and that could end the dispute. We've yet to receive an offer, and so our members feel that their only option is to go on strike.
And what were the recommendations that were made?
The recommendations have to stay confidential for now, and that's because we need to respect the confidentiality of the bargaining process and bargaining good faith. But what I can say is, firstly, that we would take them out to our members to resolve this dispute, and secondly, that we do believe that they resolve the issue we've been fighting for in terms of getting an offer that will allow our members to keep up with the skyrocketing cost of living.
And how has the DHB reacted to the industrial action?
Well, look, we think that the DHBs could solve this problem now if they just put an offer on the table. We did expect an offer last week and it didn't materialise, so we are urging the DHBs to do everything they can to find a resolution to this dispute.
And the 24-hour strike that you mentioned, what professions does that involve? Does that involve all 70?
Correct, yeah. So all 10,000 of our members around the country, all of those 70-plus professions will be going on strike. And this collective agreement covers everyone from clinical engineers to anaesthetic technicians to alcohol and drug clinicians to physiotherapists. It is an extremely diverse group of members who will be striking.
So were, say, patients who had appointments or something on those days, have they been notified? Do you know?
So there will be significant disruption. I'm not sure where the DHBs are up to in terms of addressing that, but it is likely that any services that aren't vital to the preservation of life and limb will be postponed on the 16th.
And so what was the lead up to the situation? Has there been sort of a strong history before that?
It's been a long time since Allied Health Workers went on strike in New Zealand. As I said, we've been in negotiations for 18 months. We first notified the DHBs that we were going on strike in February after our members rejected a DHB offer. Unfortunately, in March, our planned strike action was injuncted, but since then we've just continued to build worker power and momentum, and we've been building towards this strike action in May.
And have you had any feedback from the workers about how they're feeling about the strike and the DHB not responding so far?
Yeah, so no health worker wants to go on strike because their priority is their patients and their care. But for 2 years now, these people have been guiding us through COVID-19. They've been keeping us safe. And in return, they've just had, thank yous and nothing else from the DHBs. And they've got to the point now where they're saying, well, thank you isn't enough. If you truly value us as part of the health system, then you need to come to the table with a fair pay offer Generally, these people are overworked, underpaid, under-resourced, understaffed and exhausted, and we need something to change.
So as the living wage has sort of increased, have you seen any pay increase?
So many of these people will have not seen a pay rise since 2019. And at the moment, you can get paid more at places like KFC and Bunnings than you can as an allied health worker. We also know that Australian health agencies are actively recruiting from among our membership, and they can pay tens of thousands of dollars more as a starting rate than what an allied health worker can ever hope to earn throughout their career in New Zealand.
Do you think the low pay that they're receiving is deterring people from going into those professions here?
Absolutely. So if you look at like our sterile supplies technicians, for instance, and these are people who are responsible for cleaning and sterilising all surgical equipment before it goes into the theatre. Some of our members around the country are reporting vacancies of up to 66% in their departments. We absolutely think that the low pay is a cause of that.
And so after this two-week sort of period where the action will be taken, will there be further action taken if the DHB still doesn't respond?
Yes, our members are determined to get a fair offer. All 10,000 of them are united around these common issues to do with pay progression and recruitment and retention, and we will continue to take action for as long as it takes to get a fair pay deal for them.
That was Will Matthews from the Public Service Association discussing the industrial action that begins today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.